The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 179. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Experience travel like you've never done before on Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion Vacations. You will enjoy a small, friendly group that is one-third the size of most tour groups. Smile, laugh, and sing along as you enjoy exotic sights around the world. Make wonderful friends and wonderful memories. Join me in June 2015 when we explore County Donegal and the Giant's Causeway. This exciting adventure will take us to one of the most unvisited parts of Ireland, where glorious secret treasures await. Subscribe to The Invasion and the mailing list at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician and your podcast host. And you just heard Across the Pond with the Castle Set from Kid on the Mountain. Now, I want to start off by thanking my patrons of the podcast. We are about $15 away from hitting a Celtic Rock, two-hour Celtic Rock special. In fact, if that money comes up sometime soon, we will have another awesome special. In fact, I have a two-hour bagpipe special that's going to be coming the first Wednesday in November. So 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks. So it's going to be totally awesome. If you want to, you know, make a song, a request for that two-hour special, then become a member and you can, you know, show your support and let me know what you want to hear on this show. Now, I think it's time to get some more music. We're going to go to Nua. I love this band. This is Happy Cammy Drammy Birthday from their album Bold. Thank you.
town, he climbs the mountain and looks out upon the sea. At sleeping time or waking, 'tis there I long to be, to walk again that kindly street, the place where life began, and the boys of Bonestroyden went hunting for the red. With cudgels stout we roamed about to hunt the droning. We searched for birds in every furze, from Leitrim to Dunedin. We sang for joy beneath the sky. Life held no print or plan, and the boys of Bonestroyden went hunting for the red. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifles were to the rebel homes of Kerry, the Saxon strangers came, and the men who dared the oxes and to beat the black and tan, and the boys of Bonestroyden hunted for the red. And here's a toast to them tonight, the lads who laughed with me. By the groves of Carham River, the slopes of Bina Tee, John Bonestroyden went hunting for the
Johnny, hallelujah.
Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hooroo, hooroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hooroo, hooroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, my darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew. Egg. You'll have to be put with a bowl to beg. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hooroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hooroo. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, my darling dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hooroo. Enemy never slew ya. Oh, my darling dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
After Nua was the Selkie Girls with the Boys of Barnashoya. From Long Time Traveling, then came Steve Hawson with Colonel Fraser's Reel from No Distance Gone Akkar, and then Cormorant's Fancy with Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya from Here and There. They have a new album that they are currently working on, and I'm looking forward to receiving it. I played them last week on the show, and I was saying, I haven't heard from this band in forever, so I dropped them an email, and lo and behold, I got some music. So welcome back, guys, and I look forward to hearing more of your music in the future. It's time for some Celtic music news, and I got some cool stuff to share. First off is the Celtic Music Journal. This is a new video show being put out by 67 Music, and I got to watch the first, the second episode, I guess it was. I haven't watched the first one yet. But it's a great idea. Basically, what these guys are doing is they're asking you to send your videos of Celtic music stuff to them, and they insert it into the show, and they're also doing some interviews and whatnot, and it's looking like it's going to be something really awesome, and I'm really excited about how it's coming together. So go to 67music.net to find out more. Now, I've been trying to get a Celtic music spotlight going on my website for quite a while now, and I'm still messing with ideas. I decided to drop the little news segment, at least in its current form, for now, and that will no longer be featured. But now I have a new idea for a Celtic Music Spotlight, which is doing some interviews with Celtic artists. And I'm going to test it out, test the waters with Jesse Ferguson. He's also known as the Bard of Cornwall. I've been following him for a long time. He is very popular on YouTube, and one of those Celtic bands who's had their regular YouTube channel that's gotten hit up with a lot of views. And so my plan is to talk to Jesse, and we're going to, you know, find out a little bit more about him, his music, his YouTube stuff, and whatever else we can think of. The show is going to stream live at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, which is the same day this podcast comes out. I know this is last minute and I apologize, but you will be able to watch the video after the fact. It will stay on my YouTube channel for all time. So hopefully this will work great. It's a nice test run with him, and I really appreciate Jesse for being a part of this. You can find out more at CelticMP3S.com. And finally, Rathkeltir just released a new CD with a bunch of their friends. The album is raising money for breast cancer awareness. It is 100% nonprofit and features a bunch of both Celtic rock and trad Celtic artists performing on it. I highly recommend this. They are printing only 1,000 copies, and at $15 a pop, they have the potential to raise $15,000. So please do what you can. Head on over to follow the link in the show notes and support this project from Rathkeltir. Let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Maggie Sanson. I met someone last weekend when I was in Maryland who performs with Maggie up at the Maryland Renaissance Festival, and I said, I need to get some of her music on the show. So here is North Sea Crossing Reels from her album, Windrift, Celtic Grooves and Mystic Moods.
Fight for king and country, So each night I hope you'll pray that in time I'll be back safely to my home in Stornoway. But if God should choose to take me before I see that day, bury me beside my family along the road to Stornoway. It's long, 5,000 miles, when my heart's back in the aisles. Keep a candle in the window till I'm home in Stornoway. Keep a candle in the window till I'm home in Stornoway.
I'm a traveling man, that's for certain. Some folks say the drinking's my job, but I need a small ale just to tell a tall tale, for which people would pay a few bob. I've traveled all over this country, I've drunk in the east and the west, but from Lansing to Wick I could march double quick, for the pubs up in Yorkshire are best. So here's to the grand pubs of Yorkshire, the White Bear, the Star and the Plough, the Admiral Ben and the Parson's Revenge. How I wish I was drinking there now. Now of London I've not much to tell thee. Devon's got cream cheese and tea, and Kent's got its meat, but it's better in Leeds, where John Tetley's the brewer for me. In Birmingham town I got stranded, it's down in the Midlands, you know, where the beer is all flat, I could never drink that, and the barkeeps are all bloody slow. So here's to the grand pubs of Yorkshire, the White Bear, the Star and the Plough, the Admiral Ben and the Parson's Revenge. How I wish I was drinking there now. There's a chap named McEwen from Scotland, and the beer that he brews isn't bad, but the secret he knew for the beer that he brewed, well, he stole from an old Yorkshire lad. Now, I once knew a man who went to Ireland, where the beer is so dark that it's black, but the whiskey is fine and the girls, they're divine, so I don't think that he's coming back. To drink in the grand pubs of Yorkshire, the White Bear, the Star and the Plough, the Admiral Ben and the Parson's Revenge. How I wish I was drinking there now. Now I know what some people are thinking. To leave such a heaven, I must be mad. But when I left me home and decided to roam, well, I didn't know beer could be bad. I've traveled all over this country, I've drunk in the east and the west, but from Lansing to Wick I could march double quick, for the pubs up in Yorkshire are best. So here's to the grand pubs of Yorkshire, the White Bear, the Star and the Plough, the Admiral Ben and the Parson's Revenge. How I wish I was drinking there now. Let's drink to the grand pubs of Yorkshire, White Bear, the Star and the Plough, the Admiral Ben and the Parson's Revenge. How I wish I was drinking, how I wish I was drinking, how I wish I was drinking there now.
After Maggie Sanson was Kale Yarders with Stornoway from their album King of the Jolly. Then came Jesse Linder with the Grand Pubs of Yorkshire from Ready for the Storm. Then Aidan's Clan with Leon's Waltz from Aidan's Clan Live. And finally, Kylie Carey, whose name I mispronounced in the last time I played it on this podcast. My apologies, Kylie. Kylie Carey with Christina from her album North Star. I do want your feedback. You can post a comment on the Facebook fan page, which is the second best way of getting fan mail to me. And the best way is to call 678-KELT-POD and leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Or record an MP3 and send it to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. We got a message from Eddie.
Hi, this is Eddie from Norwalk, Connecticut. I am a huge fan of the show. I just signed up at the Patreon site to support it. I listen to the podcast while I'm delivering my mail route. I often put together four or five shows in a row to keep me up and going during the day. And I just want to say thank you, Mark, for an awesome podcast.
Hey, Eddie, thank you so much for becoming a patron of the podcast. I really appreciate it. And this show is growing and growing, and it's all because of you and many others. So thank you, Eddie. And I hope I can keep on entertaining you on your route. So, oh, I just realized that I forgot a bit of news from the news section, and that is that I have a new Kickstarter. It's for Celtic Christmas greeting cards plus music. So the idea is basically you can order some greeting cards that have this gorgeous design by Ingrid Howers. She's a Celtic artist out of Belfast who designed my Celtic Cat logo and did a number of my CD covers. She's absolutely brilliant. She just designed this Celtic Christmas greeting card cover that is extraordinary. And you got to see it. Go on over to the Facebook page and you can see that picture. Actually, I'll put it in the show notes for this podcast. But in any case, it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And I'm really excited about this Kickstarter because not only can you send some greeting cards, but you also get a CD of my Celtic Christmas music. This is my personal music, but I hope you will check it out. I'm going to post some samples of the music coming up later this week. So stay tuned for that. You can make a pledge for the Kickstarter by going to the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Let's continue on with some more music. Next up, William reminded me that in show 148, I said I'd play more Young Dubliners, and I haven't. I apologize, William. And to all of you Young Dubliners fans out there, here's Seeds of Sorrow from their new album, 9.
Despair, the cloud that is dis- put things right. Your miserable persuasion won't get the best tonight. Smile as a stranger upon your face. Carry the weight of the human race. Come on, cheer up. Tell the end of the world it can wait. Smile on your face. Just get out of this place. Do whatever it takes. Fight the world on another day. This is now when you're okay. Come on, cheer up. Tell the end of the world it can wait. Throw away your seeds of sorrow. Far away, so no more. Gone today, still tomorrow.
Mrs. McGrath, the sergeant said, would you like to make a soldier out of your son Ted with a scarlet coat and a big tall hat? Mrs. McGrath, wouldn't you like that? Now Mrs. McGrath lived on the seashore for the space of 7 long years or more, till she saw a big ship sailing in the bay. Here's my son Ted, will you clear the way with me to Rio, for the diddle day, to Rio, Rio, Rio. Mediterranean, will you tell me the news of my son Ted? Is a poor boy living or is he dead? Well, up comes Ted without any legs, and in their place two wooden pegs. She kissed him a dozen times or two, saying, glory be to God, sure it wouldn't be you with me to the end. Father Diddle Day. Your two fine legs behind, or was it while walking on the sea? A big fish ate your legs from the knees away. Well, I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my two fine legs behind, but a cannonball on the 5th of May tore my two fine legs from the knees away. We'll be right back. time is pride. Them stumps of a tree wouldn't do it all. Why didn't you run from the big cannonball? All foreign wars I do proclaim, between Don John and the King of Spain. And by herons I'll make them rule the time. They rip the legs from a child of mine. With me to read for the little day. Thank you.
After Young Dubliners was Homeland with Mrs. McGraw from their album We Never Got This Far Alone. And I was told that they have a new album that's about to come out. So keep an eye open for that. Hopefully I'll get that on the podcast. And Kirsty from Estonia requested The Elders, and they have a brand new album called Story Road, and that was Meetings of the Waters. As always, if you enjoyed this show, then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. And remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And I'd love to get some more reviews. Head on over to iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher and post a review of this podcast. Let others know what you think of it, because that really helps the rankings. It helps the popularity of the show. Thank you so much for your awesome support. We're going to finish up with Claire Roche with Amari's Wedding from an Irish Wedding Ceremony. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.